Preliminary elections take place in several communities across Massachusetts today. Aside from Boston, voters are casting ballots in cities such as Framingham, Lynn, and Somerville. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
So I'm here with Andrea Campbell.
It's the eve of election day in Mattapan, and mayoral candidate Andrea Campbell visits a day center for Haitian seniors.
I live in Mattapan with my husband and two boys. The election is tomorrow. I hope to earn your vote and support.
Five major candidates are vying in today's preliminary election. Two will go on to the general election in November. Just up the road from the Haitian Center on Blue Hill Ave, Yvette Lewis drops her ballot into a box in front of the library. Massachusetts residents have the option to vote by mail thanks to rules in place through the end of the year. Lewis says she loves voting in person, but COVID has prompted her to use the mail-in system.
I like to be in the place with everyone because you get that adrenaline. But then since COVID, I thought I would, just drop in the ballot box. And, just fill it out and drop it in.
15 communities across the state are holding preliminary elections today, with others voting over the next 2 weeks. But with so much attention on Boston's mayoral race, some campaigns in other cities say they're being ignored. In Somerville, Charlie Hyman is running the campaign of mayoral hopeful Mary Casesso. Hyman says it's frustrating how little coverage the race to replace longtime Mayor Joseph Curtatone has gotten.
The Boston mayoral election has overwhelmed and overshadowed this important election, especially in regards to press coverage. It just means that all the information that comes to voters comes from the campaigns.
The lack of attention is also apparent to Framingham mayoral candidate Charlie Sisitsky. He attributes that to the decline in local journalism.
Unfortunately, Framingham is covered by a regional paper that doesn't focus strictly on Framingham anymore. We lost our free paper, our free weekly paper. No radio stations, and the local access TV doesn't have a lot going on in terms of the campaign.
Sisitsky says all that makes it hard for voters to learn what's at stake in the election. And what's at stake varies from city to city.
This year is going to be obviously a lower turnout. It's a school committee race. It's nothing crazy. It's not like a Boston one, you know what I mean?
That's Polly Griffin, elections logistics chief in Quincy, who's responsible for setting up 25 polling places. She says it was easier to run an election last year because the schools and halls were empty. Now, even as the pandemic continues, officials have to navigate around students and public events.
We kind of just created a COVID, we call it our COVID box, which basically just has some supplies, hand sanitizers, wipes, paper towels, masks, things like that. So if someone doesn't have that, they can always put that on.
Perhaps the biggest concern for elections officials and some candidates is whether today's election will draw many voters. Advocates say in some communities, the dominance of one party means preliminary races are more important than final elections. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.